Have you ever received an invitation to go somewhere special, to meet someone significant? It's awesome when you receive an invitation in the mail, you know, especially with those ones that are beautifully printed, well designed, and it's got your name on it. It's asking you to come along. It's asking you to come and experience this particular event and be part of it. Last year, Jen and I had this amazing privilege of being invited down to Government House down in Wellington and to go and meet the Governor General. It was a pretty amazing event, a spectacular invitation, a real privilege to be a part of. Today, I'd like to introduce you to one of the disciples of Jesus. His name is Andrew. And as we look at four really brief snippets of Andrew's story in the Gospel of John, John describes Andrew and what he's like. And one of the things we're going to find out is that Andrew is probably going to introduce us to Jesus. It seems to be the thing that he does. And so just as we open up the Gospel of John and looking at chapter 1, I want to read these verses from verse 35. The next day, John the Baptist was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, there's the Lamb of God." Now, when these two disciples heard him say this, they began to follow Jesus. They were following John the Baptist and waiting for their Messiah. And John the Baptist says, "Jesus is the one." And so they begin to follow Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following. And he said, what do you want?" And they said, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And Jesus said, "Come and you'll see." And so they went and saw where Jesus was staying. And they spent the whole day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. And then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of those two who had heard what John had said and had followed Jesus. And the first thing that Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John, and you'll be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. So we know this amazing character, Peter, one who wrote books of the Bible, well known in his story. And yet he came to this discovery of Jesus through his brother, through Andrew. And I wonder what would have happened if Andrew didn't invite Peter. There already, there's these two scenes in the story of Andrew. And the first one, see, he's already hungry. He's looking for a savior. He's following John the Baptist there with his mate, John, the other disciple. And John the Baptist sees Jesus and recognizes who he is. And he points these people to say, actually, it's time to follow him. And these two disciples move towards following Jesus. There they are together on a journey of discovery. And this is one of the best places in our faith, is when we are journeying with another person alongside us, discovering Jesus together with another person. Well, it's only been one day spent with Jesus, and Andrew already recognizes that Jesus is a savior. And it says here in the Bible, in John chapter 1, the first thing he does is he goes home and he tells his brother Simon, "We have met the Messiah. We've met the savior. Come and see. Let me introduce you to Jesus." The first day. He has only been on this journey with Jesus one day, and he's already inviting someone else along. I want to look at two quick other stories about Andrew. There's not a lot said in the Gospels about Andrew, but these things just highlight the kind of character that he is, because he's always just bringing someone else to Jesus. Andrew's not the main character in the story, but he introduces some really significant people into the conversation with Jesus, and we see some amazing things take place. In John chapter 6, Jesus is preaching in front of this huge crowd, 5,000 men and all these women and children as well, and they're hungry. And Jesus is kind of quizzing them, and he says, "What are you going to do? How are you going to feed these people?" And they begin to complain, these disciples. It's like, "Well, we can't feed these people. It costs so much money to be able to feed all of these people." But Andrew responds differently. Andrew brings someone to Jesus. Andrew sees this little boy and he's got some food. And he says, look, I don't know how far this food is going to go. I don't know the answer to how we're going to solve this thing, but here is someone, and he brings them to Jesus. Now, what unfolds is one of the most incredible physical miracles that takes place in the gospel, the feeding of 5,000 men and all the women and children, the feeding of these thousands of people with these five fish and two small loaves of bread. And how does it start? It starts by Andrew recognizing something and bringing that person to Jesus. This is what Andrew does. He brings people to Jesus. Then in the fourth story I wanted to highlight, in John chapter 12, there's some Greeks there, and they've got these big questions. So they come to the disciples, they come to Philip, and they're asking these questions. And Philip doesn't know the answer to these questions, and so he goes to Andrew. And Andrew doesn't know the answer to the questions, so what does he do? Does he go to the next disciple? No. He brings these questions straight to Jesus. Andrew doesn't have the answer to the question, but he knows the one who does. So in these four scenes that we see Andrew, and it's pretty much all of the times that we see Andrew in the Gospel of John, and every time he's going to Jesus with someone else. First, on his own discovery of the Lord himself. Secondly, as soon as he finds out that Jesus is Lord, just that one day, in that one day, he's already inviting his family. In another scene, there's this big, huge problem that's taking place. He doesn't know how it's going to be answered, but he sees the little boy and he introduces him to Jesus. And then in this fourth scene, there's all these people with these big questions and the disciples can't answer them. And so Andrew brings those questions to Jesus. And there's this wonderful opportunity for all of us to learn from the life of Andrew. You may not feel like one of the key characters in the story, but maybe God is calling you to be the kind of person that just simply invites another person, introduces them to Jesus. The Alpha Course is an amazing opportunity to do this. The Alpha Course has spanned a couple of decades and has been consistently one of the best methods that the church has had in recent years to introduce people to a conversation about Jesus and with Jesus. So many millions of people have come to know the Lord Jesus through the Alpha Course, and it's running strong in different places. In New Zealand, they've just revised the videos. They're amazing. And it's a wonderful, non-threatening way for you to introduce people to Jesus. And I wonder if we could actually pause for a moment right now, get out a pen and paper if you'd like to, or on your phone, pull out the notes and just write down something. Just pause and pray for a moment. Who are two or three people that you know, that you really care about, that don't know Jesus yet? Is God placing someone on your heart? Could you write down the names of just two or three people that you know that they don't have a relationship with Jesus yet? They don't know Jesus and you really care about them. Now, all I'm asking you to do this week is to pray for those names that God has given you. To pray for them and ask God to prompt you, is there something that you're calling me to do? Now, many of us don't feel like experts when it comes to evangelism, and this is why I wanted to point us to the story of Andrew. He is the perfect example of what we need in order to be great at introducing other people to Jesus. So there he is on the very first day. He doesn't know. He's on a journey. He goes with someone else. If you're in a situation and you're just still on this journey of discovering God, you are perfectly well set up, like Andrew, to be someone who introduces someone else to Jesus. Secondly, the very first day, so he's brand new in his faith. He goes home and he tells his brother, we've met the Messiah. And he brings him to Jesus. If you are new in your journey and you are still discovering, this is a perfect opportunity for you to be someone that introduces other people. It doesn't matter where you are, whether it's the first day or whether you've been a Christian for a couple of decades, you are perfectly well set up, like Andrew, to be someone who introduces another person to Jesus. In our third story, there's this miracle that is needed. There's a problem and we don't know how it's going to be resolved. And Andrew has no idea how Jesus is going to fix this solution. But what he does is he brings a person to Jesus. And what unfolds is this incredible miracle. All he did was welcome someone else. All he did was offer the invitation. All he did is bring another person along. You might be in a situation where you have no idea how things are going to unfold. You see a need, you see a problem. It's going to take a miracle to see that person set free, to see that person change. You are perfectly well set up to be a person that introduces another person to Jesus. So I invite you to do so. And fourthly, in this story of Andrew, where the people come, the Greeks come, and they've got questions that they want to ask the disciples, that the disciples don't know the answers. And so they come to Andrew. Andrew doesn't know the answers. And so what does he do? He introduces them to Jesus, because Jesus is the one that does have the answers. So if you're one of those people and you feel like you don't actually have all of the answers to the Christian faith, you don't have the solutions, you don't know how to communicate the gospel in the way that you'd like to, you don't know all the ins and outs of the questions that people might have, that sets you up so perfectly, like Andrew, to be someone to introduce them, that person, to the person who does have the answers, who is Jesus. The Alpha Course is just a wonderful setting to facilitate those kind of questions. It invites people to come as they are, to come with their questions, to come to a setting where it's in an informal setting, just here in this lounge around the couches with coffee. There's no one standing in front of them that's going to be lecturing them or overly teaching this information. There's some amazing videos, but what the videos do is they set us up well with questions and conversation starters. And there's an opportunity for people to come as they are with their questions. And this is a perfect setting to introduce people to faith. We're going to hear some stories later on in our service from Anita and her journey of discovery. And we might have looked at that and gone, wow, how is God going to reach that person? And yet God came through the invitation of another person. And maybe there's some people that you've put in the too hard basket, or maybe evangelism you've put in the, oh, that's not for me, it's too difficult. And I think that in this season, God is calling us first to pray for those individuals that we care about that don't know him, just simply to pray for them. But then secondly, to be in the role of Andrew, not with all the answers, not with the miraculous solution ourselves, not with the expertise, but simply with the invitation for another person to come and follow him. So I'd love it if you would pray and consider this week who Jesus might be inviting you to pray for and possibly invite along to an Alpha course. It's amazing to receive an invitation. Jen and I had this incredible privilege of meeting the Governor General, going to Government House. But how much more is the privilege of having an invitation to discover the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world? There is this one Jesus who cares about each individual, and we have a role, and it may simply be to invite a person, to send an invitation, to pray for them, to journey with them in this season of their life. So pray with me as we consider who God is calling us to reach out to over these next few weeks.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm part of the Alpha team of this church, and this is Anita, and you've heard quite a bit this morning about invitations, and I'm going to ask Anita to share how she heard about Alpha and how she received the invitations.
My mum invited me to Alpha to understand her perspective on some medical issues and why she felt the way she did about being a Christian. I was very resistant and dismissive at first and would not even consider going. But she kept asking until I finally said yes. To be honest, I went into this thinking it was a way to stop her going on about it. But once I'd watched some of the videos and listen to some of the people, I gave my commitment to the Lord. Invitations are so important At first, people may say no, but if you keep trying, then one time they may say yes. If this happens, there's a strong chance that they will understand themselves and invite God into their lives and hearts. Without this invitation, though, my life would still be going on as it had been, with me struggling with depression, feeling unhappy, and like I was a failure.
So it's been about 15 months since you made that commitment, Anita. Have you enjoyed the Christian experience? And what difference has it made in your life?
In the 15 months since I made the commitment, I've been able to stop one of my medications for anxiety and depression. I have learnt that there are some truly amazing people that accept you have a past and that don't hold it against you, but will instead support you in every way that they can. I've noticed I'm more compassionate. I've stopped swearing and drinking and feel happier than I have at any other time in my life. Spending time with other Christians has a way of uplifting you. No matter what difficulties you're experiencing, and they remind you that even when it doesn't seem clear, that God is always with you and loves you no matter what. I've enjoyed every step of this process since I started. It's obvious to me now that the things that I thought helped in the past were nothing but a smokescreen for my feelings. Once I invited God into my heart and my life, things have improved so much and continue to do so. Not necessarily in the ways I'd expected, though. This would not have been possible without Alpha. And I thank the team and my mum for being there for me on my journey, even as it continues now. So please, if you know someone that could benefit from learning about God, invite them to Alpha. The worst they can do is say no.
That's marvellous. Christianity seems to have made a big difference to you, but I want you to know that you have also made a big difference to our church. So it's all about the invitation. It starts with the invitation. That's how I came along to Alpha. So did Anita, so did Reese, and so did many more. So what is Alpha all about? Who is it for? It's for people who don't come to church. It's for people on the fringe of Christianity. It's for people who have stopped coming to church and have let their faith slip. And people who have never had an explanation about Christianity and church life. So what happens at an Alpha meeting? We meet in the church cafe. On a morning, it's the Alpha morning. We have coffee and cakes to start with. In the evening, we start with a meal, beautifully cooked by Tina Ree. We watch a very well-produced video on subjects like who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, the Bible, prayer, does God heal today? Something that Sandra spoke about a little bit earlier. Faith and the church itself. And we also have a weekend discussing the Holy Spirit and have a full explanation of who and what the Holy Spirit is. After we've seen the DVD, we get together and have a discussion and a chat. And this, for me, is the high point of an Alpha course. My experience when I did Alpha was that I was quite hesitant about doing the course. And then I turned up on the first day and everyone was very friendly. And round about the third or fourth session, I found it was the best part of the week. It's a really enjoyable experience. We have an excellent team looking after you on the Alpha evenings. On a Monday morning, it's led by Denise, May Lee, Cheryl and myself. The Wednesday evening, that's run by Jill and Tina Ree. And the later course in the year is run by Steve, Lindley and Howard. We also have a follow-up to the Alpha called Discipleship, and this is run by Keith and Cheryl. The dates for the Alpha: Monday, 21st of February at 10 o'clock in the church cafe. Wednesday, 23rd of February at 6:30 p.m. and this begins with a meal, and again it's in the church cafe. I have an important notice to give you. No vaccine pass required. I'll just say that one again. No vaccine pass required. So what do we want you to do now? Because of COVID, our church is not meeting as normal. Alpha needs everybody helping to promote the courses. Leaders, life groups, we ask you if you would just help to pass the word around. There's leaflets in the church office, and you can call in and pick them up. If the congregation could pray about the course, but also invite people, we need your help. Helping people with their Christian walk is a total privilege. The results of Alpha are life-changing, as we've heard from Reese and Anita. But I would like to finish by quoting John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. How can you ignore such a promise? Thank you.